Finally today, we need to talk about this. The Boston Bruins can't seem to lose.
And the Celtics can't seem to win.
And fill out your brackets. March Madness is here. So is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, for our weekly check-in on sports. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Anthony.
So let's start today with hockey and those Bruins. Here was the scene last night in Newark, where the Bruins faced the New Jersey Devils.
Miller again. D to Mazzaros. Finds Bergeron to Smith. Back to Bergeron. He scores! Give and go behind the D. Patrice Bergeron's 20th of the season.
20th.
It's 1-0 Boston.
20th of the season. The Bruins went on to win that game 4-2. Their 10th straight win. Bill, they look like they can't lose.
They do, and it's a terrific time of the year to put together a 10-game winning streak, unless, of course, they lose 6 of their next 7 or something like that. No, it's great. It's wonderful to see them playing this well this late in the season.
13 games left in the regular season. The playoffs start in a month. Things look pretty good for them,
right? I think so. I think Bruins fans have every reason to be optimistic. They seem to have come back after losing Dennis Seidenberg earlier in the season. The defense is a little bit banged up. But as we just heard on that lovely piece of radio broadcast or TV broadcast, whatever it was, the offense is doing just fine.
So, Bill, do you think that we could get some of the Bruins winning streak to hover up off the ice through the wood and into the garden when the Celtics are playing? Because they aren't doing so hot.
And they aren't doing so hot. There was a very good interview earlier today, as a matter of fact, that Only a Game's Doug Tribou did with Brad Stevens, the Celtics coach. And I think he mentioned pretty much the only reason there is to feel good about the Celtics right now, which is that they're all very young and things can only get better. There are an awful lot of guys out there still finding their way in the NBA, and one hopes that the draft will further enhance their prospects.
Okay, so they've dropped 5 straight games. They're facing the Miami Heat tonight. I mean, on the point you just made, Bill, is this sort of a building year and we can hope, or at least, I was going to say expect, or at least hope for better things next season?
Yeah, next season, or maybe the season after that, or maybe, you know, this is a tough time, and this is kind of the way it works, unless you have a LeBron James at the center of your franchise who can kind of hold things together while you're getting the other parts signed up. This is kind of the way it works in the NBA.
Weren't we just complaining that they were all a bunch of old guys? Now we're complaining that they're all a bunch of young guys.
Yeah, we should also mention that the Lakers are just awful this year. So there's some solace there, I think.
All right, well, sticking with basketball, let's talk about the NCAA tournament, which starts tomorrow. One crimson-colored institution of higher learning in town is headed to the big dance. That would be Harvard, which kicks off its tournament tomorrow against Cincinnati. Now, before I ask you about this, Bill, let's hear from President Barack Obama, who explained his bracket picks to ESPN's Andy Katz this morning.
Who do you have winning the national championship?
I've got Michigan State going all the way. It's been a while since there's a 1-1, and he knows how to motivate folks, and he knows how to coach. So my pick, Michigan State, bring it home for me. It's been a while since I won my pool.
So, Bill, the president has Michigan State beating Harvard in the second round of the tournament. First of all, how do you think Harvard will fare?
Well, first of all, I'm shocked that the president of the United States is engaged in gambling. Secondly, Harvard has to get past Cincinnati before they have the opportunity to play Michigan State. Cincinnati's a 5 seed. Harvard's a 12 seed. So I'd say that winning that game's a bit of a long shot.
Yeah. And so let's stick with Harvard. Harvard coach Tommy Amaker. Apparently, he's now the top candidate for a coaching job at Boston College. What's going on there?
I have read that. It's an interesting idea because, of course, before he was at Harvard, Tommy Amaker was coaching at some of the more highly regarded, more competitive schools. And I don't know. I don't know if that really would be an attractive jump for him. Tommy is very convincing when he talks about why coaching the Harvard men's basketball game is basketball team is a terrific position. He doesn't seem to be put off by the fact that the schools that have athletic scholarships sometimes get the taller, bigger, stronger future NBA players. And he's done a heck of a job with that team. He's had them at or close to the top of the Ivy League for a while now, despite all kinds of bumps in the road, including some academic bumps last year.
Hey, Bill, I don't want to let the women go ignored here, because the Bentley University women's basketball team ranked number 1 in the nation in the
all year long.
Yeah, USA Today poll Division II teams. I know you've been following them for quite some time. Just tell us a little bit about them and how their dominance right now.
Well, they are dominant. They're 32-0 this year, and when I last spoke to Barbara Stevens several weeks ago at halftime of another game they were winning, I said, said behind her back as I walked past the bench, "Oh, coach, another dreary year."
Of wins.
And she said, "Yeah, I'm going to have to do something to kick this team into gear." They're 32-0. The only thing Barbara Stevens hasn't done in her extraordinary career as a basketball coach is win the national championship. This time, the Elite Eight begins on Tuesday in Erie, Pennsylvania. I would have to say, having been number one all year, they are the odds-on favorite to finally bring Barbara Stevens her long-sought national championship.
Well,
terrific team, great players. They deserve everything they get.
My advice to the Celtics, maybe they ought to take a page from the Bentley women's team.
That's Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear him right here on WBUR Saturdays at 7 in the morning and again at 7 in the evening. Bill, thanks so much.
Thank you, Anthony.
Well, that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.